From London, we present Nora Nicholson as Addie Lovelace in General Kelsey's comedy, Lady Holloway.
Now, let me see. The cut glass goblets, the Georgian candelabra, and, of course, the Dresden china. Now, that looked very nice. Now, the menu. Where's my list? Oh, yes. Iced melon, fresh salmon, grouse, crepe suzette, cheese, coffee, brandy, or liqueurs. Good. Now, that leaves only the wines. Oh, you better ring for Mills. He knows what we have in the cellar. Now, the guests. I'll put the bishop at the end of the table. But who next to him? Oh, the Honourable Miss... Oh, no, that'll never do. One glass of wine and she gets amorous. Then who... Oh, Dame Charlotte, of course. What a splendid choice.
Talking to yourself again, Lovelace.
I was just...
I know, another of your posh dinner parties, eh? You and your lords and ladies, if the truth's known, the only lord you've ever met is the Lord Chief Justice.
Oh, yes, such a gentleman. I always wish we could have met in happier circumstances.
Gentleman? Well, that's new. I've heard prisoners call the judge most things, but never a gentleman.
Well, he really was most considerate, you know. And after all, he was only doing his duty.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do, not stand here gassing.
Lights out in 2 minutes!
Oh, bother, so soon. I wanted to finish this book before I go home.
If you ask her nicely, perhaps the governor will let you stay till you've read it. Oh, art of gracious living. Well, with your record, you should worry about that.
But it's fascinating.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, come on, bed. You can't go out looking tired. I think we haven't looked after you properly. Oh, by the way, Addie.
Yes?
If I'm not around when you're released in the morning, good luck.
Thank you. Now, that's very kind of you. Good night.
Yes. Yes, the governor speaking. Who? 2374... Oh, yes, Lovelace. Send her in, will you? Come in. Ah, good morning, Lovelace.
Good morning, ready to leave us? Yes, indeed. I have all my things packed.
Good. Sit down a moment. I want to talk to you before you go.
It's really very kind of you to spare me your time.
Actually, it's your time I'm thinking about. The time you've wasted in prison.
Oh, yes, most regrettable. But it hasn't been entirely wasted, you know. I've read some fascinating...
It is wasted. Particularly from our point of view, when you're continually being brought back.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't really looked at it like that. I'm sorry if you feel I've let you down.
You've let everyone down. But now you've another chance. Now, why don't you make a fresh start and try to keep out of trouble?
Oh, but I do try, you know. It's just that outside there are so many priceless treasures, I can never quite resist the temptation.
Lovelace, you're an old woman now.
Yes.
Surely you don't want to spend the rest of your life in here.
Oh, most certainly not.
Then you'd better remember what I say. Because if you come back, it's likely to be for a very, very long time.
Oh, dear. Oh, I really must try.
I hope you will. Now, have you anywhere to go when you leave here?
Yes, I shall stay with my sister.
Good. Well, that's all. Goodbye. And remember, keep out of trouble this time.
Oh, I will. Goodbye, and thank you for perhaps not. My parents always insisted, you know. These childhood habits die hard.
Prisoner Lovelace for release this morning. Here are her papers.
Fine. Fine. Now, here are your personal belongings.
Oh, thank you.
And here's your money.
Thank you so much.
Don't spend it all at once.
Oh, Lovelace. The library want to know what you've done with the art of gracious living.
The art of... Oh, surely not. Don't tell me I've packed it by mistake.
Well, you better have a look.
Oh, of course. Oh, excuse me. Do you mind if I rest my case on your desk? Thank you. Now, let me see. No. No.
Come on. What about under those, dear? Usual place.
Oh, dear. Oh, yes. How very careless of me. I'm sure I don't know what I was thinking about. Do give them my apologies, won't you?
Come on, hand it over and get going before they decide to charge you.
What? Oh, yes, 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 of course. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye, dear.
And behave yourself.
Goodbye. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Stand away there. Right, away, guard.
Tickets, please. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Crouch.
Good afternoon, George.
Have a nice trip, did you?
Yes, thank you.
And the weather for it. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Miss Adelaide.
Why, it's George Birkin, isn't it?
That's right, miss. Well, welcome home. Ticket, sir.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to see you after so long. How are you?
Oh, I mustn't grumble, Miss Adelaide. My chest plays me up a bit, you know, but there. I'm turned 60, so I can't expect to feel like a lad, can I?
60? Oh, I'd never believed it. Time goes so quickly.
Oh, it does too. But how are you? Your sister often tells me about the places you've been to.
Oh, really?
You know, I envy you. It must be wonderful to see all them foreign parts.
Oh, yes, of course.
I tell you, if I had my life over again, I'd travel like you do.
Oh, but there are a lot of worse places than Pilton, you know. It's so good to be back. And marvellous to feel free again.
Free, Miss Adelaide?
What? Yes. You see, the last place I visited was virtually a police state.
Oh.
The population was terribly restricted.
Is that so? Oh, poor souls. Mm. Well, now you're back. I hope you won't be leaving us so soon.
No, I certainly hope not.
Ah, that's a taxi. Now, here, let me help you with that case.
Oh, thank you. delicious air.
Hey, Tom. It's young Tom Billings. He's new to the village. I don't suppose you've met him.
No.
Now, Tom, this is Miss Lovelace, the one who travels, you know. She wants to go up to Yew Tree Cottage.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
I'll put your bag in the front bit.
Oh, thank you, George. I'm afraid I can't give you a tip. I've only got Portuguese escudos.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Adelaide. Don't worry about that. It's a pleasure to see you back again.
Oh, how nice of you to say so. Goodbye.
Goodbye. My respects to Miss Millicent.
Thank you.
How long since you were last home, Miss Lovelace?
Almost 2 years.
I see from the label on your luggage you've been in Naples.
Yes.
How long were you there?
Oh, just a month or two. Charming place.
Oh, I didn't think so. I used to be at sea, you know. Frankly, I think Naples stinks.
Oh, but you mean the harbour, of course. You probably don't know the best parts of the town.
Oh, I know it all. Where did you stay? The Excelsior?
No.
Then don't tell me, I can guess. The Serena on the Piazza Garibaldi.
No, actually I stayed with friends.
Did you go to Capri?
No.
Oh, you shouldn't have missed that. What did you think of Pompeii?
Well, I didn't have time to see much of that.
What, in 2 months?
I was stricken with malaria, young man. I spent most of the time in bed.
Oh, well, that accounts for it. That was really bad luck. Here you are, Miss Lovelace. Yew Tree Cottage. Now look, there's your sister waiting for you.
Eddie, welcome home.
Oh, Millie, my dear. Oh, it seems so long.
Oh, pay the taxi, will you, dear? I've only got funny little foreign coins.
Oh, of course, I've got my purse here. How much is it, Mr. Billings?
3 and 6, please, miss.
2, 3, that's 4 shillings. Perhaps you'll be good enough to carry my sister's case into the house.
Oh, with pleasure, miss.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you home again, Eddie. What sort of journey did you have? I do hope you weren't seasick.
Oh, you know I'm never seasick. The roughest seas have no effect on me.
Where would you like me to put it, miss?
Oh, just leave it in the hall, will you, Mr. Billings?
Certainly.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Oh, not at all. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you.
How are you, my dear? You look so pale.
Oh, but I'm very well.
How are you? Now, let me look at you. Oh, you haven't changed a scrap. Come on now, don't let's stand here. I could do with a nice cup of tea.
It's always the first thing you ask for. I've got the kettle on ready. Sit down here and put your legs up. You must be terribly tired.
Well, I am a little, but I don't want to sit down. I'm far too excited at being home. I want to see all round the house and the garden. You can't imagine how it feels to be home again.
Oh, Eddie.
What a lovely sound. Here, take my coat. I'd like to make the tea.
Oh, no, that's my job.
I want to do it.
Very well, dear. Everything's ready on the tray.
Splendid. Oh, where's the caddy, dear?
Oh, it's on.
Oh, no, don't worry, I found it. One for you, one for me, and one for the pot.
What did you say?
I wanted the tea caddy, but I found it. Oh, now, Millie, don't snivel. That's no way to treat me when I come home.
I can't help it. Was it terrible for you in there?
No worse than before. As a matter of fact, I met a lot of old friends. Where's the strainer, dear? You've forgotten to put it out.
Have I? I'm so sorry.
Now, tell me all you've been doing. Oh, for heaven's sake, Millie, don't look so unhappy. I shall begin to think you're sorry I'm there.
Oh, you know that's not true.
Then cheer up. Still only one lump of sugar.
Yes.
There you are. Nice and strong. You see, I haven't forgotten how you like it.
Thank you. Oh, Addie, why do you do it?
Make it strong.
No, you know what I mean. All these terrible things that you do.
Oh, then. Well, I was tempted and I fell, dear. I'm afraid I'm just a poor, miserable sinner.
Well, then I can only thank goodness our poor dear father isn't alive to see your disgrace.
Millie, please don't start that as soon as I get home. If the truth were known, our poor dear father is really the person to blame.
Addie, how could you?
Oh, it's true. He brought us up to live like ladies with expensive tastes and a liking for fine things. Then he went and lost all our money in a ridiculous gamble on the stock exchange.
But it wasn't his fault.
That's not the point. He left us without means or training to manage the best we could. Certainly, he'd have no right to criticize any business ventures of mine.
But, Addie, surely there's some other way.
Well, if you think of one, Millie, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to unpack my suitcase. Come on. Come on, little fellow. I won't hurt you now. Come on. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. Ah, that's right. Come on.
Addie.
Oh, bother.
Addie, where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, and you frightened away my squirrel.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Where's he gone?
He's up on that branch. See him? You know, in a few more days, I'll have him taking the nuts right out of my hand.
You always did have a way with animals. He never comes for me.
Oh, it takes time and patience to build up his confidence. Just look at him watching us. Isn't he sweet? Now, what was it you wanted, dear?
Oh, yes. I've opened a bottle of the 1963 elderberry. I thought you might like to try a glass before lunch.
Oh, that'll be very nice. I hope it's not too heavy. I don't want to sleep.
Oh, why not? A little nap after lunch would do you a world of good.
Yes, but it's too nice a day to waste time sleeping.
It wouldn't be a waste. I really think
now, Millie, dear, don't fuss. You've been coddling me for the past month.
Of course I have. You were very tired and worn out when you came home.
Well, I'm perfectly fit now. Ah, that's your wine. Lovely colour.
Yes, 63 was a good year for elderberry, you know. We had such a wonderful summer. That's not too much, is it? Ah, see what you think.
Very pleasant bouquet. Oh, my goodness, it's strong, though.
Yes, I think we'd better have a dry biscuit with it, or we might get a little bit tiddly. No, 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 sit down. I've got them handy. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think perhaps I'll go up to town tomorrow.
What?
Oh, just for the day. I'd like to have a look round the shops.
Oh, no, Addie, no. You'll only get yourself into trouble again.
Oh, nonsense. I've no intention of getting into trouble again. There are just one or two things I'd like to buy.
What things?
Oh, I shan't know that till I see them. Now, if you could let me have £25.
£25?
Well, that's not such a lot these days.
But, Addie, we don't have £25 to spend on things we can do without.
Don't have Millie, what's happened to all the money I gave you before I went away?
I'm afraid it's gone.
Gone? Oh, Millie, you haven't done it again.
Well, it seemed the only honourable thing to do.
Honourable? How dare you talk about honour when you take money from your own sister and give it to some charity?
But it wasn't your money, Addie. You stole it.
How I got it is beside the point. At least I didn't steal it from my own sister.
I'm sorry, but my conscience just wouldn't let me keep it. Oh, please, don't be cross.
Oh, it's my own fault. I was a fool to leave it with you. But really, Millie, for your own good, you must try to control your conscience.
Yes, I will, dear, I promise. Now, you won't be going to town tomorrow.
On the contrary, I've urgent business to attend to.
Business? What business, Addie? You're not planning...
You've no reason to concern yourself, dear. I know what I'm doing.
Then you are.
I'm afraid your charitable impulses have left me no alternative. One must live.
Oh, how could you? I hoped, I prayed that this time you'd forsake your life of sin.
Millie, please. You're making me sound like a loose woman. Now, there's nothing for you to get upset about.
Ah, please, I've a right to know. What are you going to do in town?
Well, if you insist, I'm going to buy a silver candelabra.
What?
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
You have a Victorian candelabra in the window. I wonder if I might see it.
Certainly, madam.
And do you have the pair?
No. I'm sorry, madam. It's just the odd one.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm not at all
well,
sure.
I have got a pair, if you particularly...
The same design.
Rather more ornate. But if
you
like...
Oh, pity. Now, I'm very much taken with this one. How much is it?
£25, madam.
Well,
it is heavy silver plate.
Please, young man, I wasn't born yesterday. It's badly worn round the base. One would have to get it replated.
Oh, no,
and there's some verdigris.
Yes. I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed that.
Well, it's charming. Charming. But not worth £25.
Well, would you be interested to make us an offer?
£17.10.
Oh, no. I simply couldn't let it go for that.
£20. Not a penny more. It'll cost £5 to get it replated.
Very well, madam. £20. Will you take it, or would you like it sent?
I'll take it. Thank you.
Hello. I thought it was you, Lady Holloway. When did you get out?
Why, P.C. Briggs. Oh, you quite startled me.
I dare say. I've been watching you all the way up the street. Not getting any ideas, I hope, looking in the windows of these junk shops.
Junk? Oh, look at that superb little Sheraton cabinet. What a joy it would be to possess it.
I wouldn't give it house room.
Oh, how sad.
What?
How sad that you've never learned to appreciate exquisite works of art. You must miss so much in life.
Never mind that. What's in the parcel?
A delightful mid-Victorian candelabra. An unusually clean, uncomplicated design, but it's only silver-plated, I'm afraid.
How do you come by it?
I bought it.
Got the receipt?
Of course.
Then you'd better let me see it.
As you wish. It's such a shame that a nice young man like you should have such a nasty, suspicious nature.
That's what they pay me for. £20 for a candlestick? Hasn't anyone told you about electric light? Yes, well, it seems all right. But watch your step. I don't want any trouble from you.
Peasant.
This is a walnut fire screen, early 18th century, sir. The panel is in putty point needlework.
Mm-hmm. How much is it?
75 guineas, sir.
I see. I'll just think about that for a moment. Perhaps you'd like to attend to this lady.
Very good, sir. Yes, madam.
I have to sell my silver candelabra. I wondered if you might be interested to buy it.
Certainly, madam. I'll get our buyer to value it.
Thank you.
I won't keep you a moment.
Ah, what strange tricks life plays.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Nothing. It's just so sad to have to part with the things one's treasured.
Oh, yes, indeed.
The terrible thing is one can never replace family heirlooms.
No, never.
I'm just so thankful my poor dear husband isn't alive to see it.
We live in difficult times.
Yes, we do. But I thank Providence there are still men of taste and culture who are prepared to save masterpieces like that screen from such a fate.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's a gem. For your wife?
Yes.
Oh. I'm sure she'll be thrilled with it.
Yes, it's for her birthday. I can't make up my mind whether to buy this or antique jewellery.
Well, I'm sure whatever you get will delight her.
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 of course. But I always have difficulty. I wonder, madam, if I could prevail upon you to help me to decide.
Oh, it's very flattering of you to ask. Any other time, I'd have been delighted, but unfortunately this morning I'm rather late for an appointment.
Oh.
I'm afraid we can't offer you more than 25 guineas, madam.
25 guineas? Oh, my dear girl, that's robbery.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps you'd be good enough to wrap it up again. I'd rather give it away than accept such a sum.
As you wish, madam.
Thank you, sir. 80 guineas. 85. 90. 95. 95. 95.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, I'm just telling it to my wife.
Oh, I'm very sorry. May I trouble you again? Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me, please. Oh, I'm so sorry to bother you again.
Give me my way on the seat, madam.
Oh, I do apologize.
There's a seat here, madam.
Oh, thank you, but it's too near the door. The draft, you know.
Well, there's another in the back.
Thank you, but I prefer to sit in the middle. Oh, oh, would you mind? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Oh, please excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Is this seat vacant? May I sit here?
But of course, dear lady, of course.
Oh, thank you. I wonder whether you could tell me whether the mid-Victorian candelabra has been sold yet.
I think not. According to the catalogue, it should be the item after next.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a relief. I thought I was going to be too late, and I must get it. Sentimental reasons, you know. It belonged to my family.
It's a nice piece. My wife was very fond of candelabra.
Was?
Well, she passed away last year. God rest her soul.
Oh, how sad. That must be very lonely for you now.
One has to get used to it. I suppose time will heal the wounds. Ah, but this is the candelabra.
Oh. £5.
12. 13.
Oh, dear, 15.
15. 16.
Yes, sir.
£17 offered.
£17.10.
£20.
3 guineas.
20 guineas offered. Any pounds or 20
£22.
Oh, no.
£22 bid. Any pounds or £22. Right, for £22. Going.
25.
£25. Any pounds or £25 for this charming Miss Victorian candelabra? You, sir?
No.
No, right, for £25. Going. Gone.
Oh, it's yours.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. At least it is some consolation to know it's gone to a person of taste. Excuse me. I think I'd better go before I make a fool of myself.
I'm leaving too. May I accompany
next
you?
But we haven't been introduced.
Well, my name's Holbrook. Charles Holbrook. I do apologize for my boldness, but I should be fascinated to know the full history of your candelabra.
Oh, how splendid that you should care. I'm Miss Lovelace, Adelaide Lovelace.
I'm delighted to meet you. Perhaps you'd care to join me for a cup of tea.
Oh, I accept with pleasure. I feel I need it. You know, I've been trying to remember when I last did this.
Did what?
Had tea with a strange man. My poor dear father was very strict. He would have thoroughly disapproved.
But did you never marry?
Alas, no. My fiancé was a subaltern. He died in France in 1918.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't
have... Oh, please don't reproach yourself. It's so long ago.
Well, tell me about the candelabra.
Well, it belonged to my grandmother on my father's side. It was a wedding present given to her by Disraeli.
Really?
He was her second cousin.
No wonder you were so upset at losing it.
Yes. You know, I find it quite impossible to understand young people these days. They'd no need to have sold it.
They?
Oh, I'm sorry. My nephew and his wife. It was part of the estate of my eldest brother.
Oh, I see.
I'm afraid the young have no sense of history and tradition.
It's the age we live in.
Yes. You can imagine my distress when I learned they intended to part with it. I begged of them to give me time. I'd have sold a few war bonds, but they were in too much of a hurry to acquire some new electronic gadget.
I imagine it was something like that. Well, that's why I invited you to join me for tea.
Oh.
Well, I hope you won't be offended, but seeing you so upset at being outbid, I bought it so that you could buy it back sometime.
You mean You didn't really want it?
Well, not exactly that. It's a very attractive piece. And now I know its history, I should be more than proud to own it. But it can never mean as much to me as it does to you.
No. But I'm afraid I'm in no position.
Well, you can have it back any time you wish for what I gave for it.
Good heavens, you really mean
but
it?
But of course.
Oh, I really don't know what to say. I'm quite overcome.
Well, there's no need to make up your mind about it immediately.
Oh, it's so very kind of you.
Please.
These days, such consideration is so rare. Oh, dear, where's my hanky? I do apologize for this embarrassing display of emotion.
Not at all. Oh, thank you. Now then, this will make you feel better.
Oh, yes.
Shall I pour?
Oh, please do. The ballet was so marvelous last night, and Mr. Holbrook...
I suspect your motives, Addie. I do indeed. Pass me the secateurs.
Millie, if you're proposing to prune any more than Mrs. Simpkins...
Don't change the subject.
But I can't stand by and see that bush mutilated.
And I can't stand by and see you practice your wicked tricks on Mr. Holbrook. He sounds such a nice man.
Oh, he is charming.
Then how can you to a man like that?
Oh, I do believe you're jealous, Millie. Never mind. Next time he asks me to the theatre, I'll drop a hint. Maybe we can all go.
That's not what I mean. I have no desire whatever to go gallivanting about. The garden more than fills my needs.
Oh, Millie, you've done it. You've massacred Mrs. Simpkins Pink.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so worried. Oh, Addie, please listen to me. I beg you not to see Mr. Holbrook anymore.
But he's such delightful company. We enjoy the same pleasures, appreciate the same things. Do you know, Millie, he has some of the loveliest pieces in his home, real treasures. Just sitting amongst them, you don't know the feeling it gives me.
If you go back to prison, Addie...
Oh, look, I do believe that Japonica cutting struck.
Think of Mr. Holbrook. How can you pretend to like him and be scheming to do all these things?
Oh, well, it's no good, Millie. I'm too old to learn new tricks, and money doesn't grow on your rose bushes.
I know that things are difficult, but
mind you, I doubt if anything will grow on your rose bushes after the way you've treated them.
There must be another way.
Oh, we've been into all that before.
But if you go away again, Addie...
Oh, don't worry so. With luck, this could be the last time.
Oh, Addie.
You see, Mr. Holbrook has a Picasso.
Oh, Addie.
He has many wonderful pictures, but I'm sure the Picasso is the most valuable.
Please, don't go on.
Not my taste, of course. In fact, quite nasty, really. I'm not surprised he's hanging in a dark corner, but it must be worth a fortune.
I'm not listening.
And poor Mr. Holbrook's so short-sighted.
I know what you're planning. It's diabolical. How can you do such a thing to that poor, unsuspecting man?
Oh, well, that does present a problem. I need a firm foothold in the house. Yes, then I can...
I know. Bide your time.
Time? Millie, what an unfortunate choice of words. Mr. Holbrook, I think Coppelia is my favourite ballet.
It's a charm. Shall I carry those chocolates? I shouldn't like you to crush them against your coat.
Oh, thank you. You spoil me, you know.
My pleasure, I assure you.
A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Thank you. Such a touching story. No matter how often one hears it.
You're too tender-hearted.
Oh, too sentimental by far.
Not at all.
Hardly in keeping with the world we live in. They've no time for feeling nowadays.
Well, that's where we are fortunate, dear lady.
True.
I'm looking forward to our luncheon tomorrow. I've planned a little surprise.
Oh, you know you really shouldn't. Grouse. Oh, It must be the very first of the season.
Flown in from Scotland as a special treat.
Oh?
A celebration.
I don't understand.
Well, it's quite simple. I believe that when two people have as much joy from each other's company as we have had, it calls for a celebration.
I see. Yes, of course. I thought for a moment...
Thought what?
I thought you must have heard.
Heard?
Oh, dear. I've been putting off telling you, and now I suppose I must. Though it'll quite spoil the grouse, for me at least.
Oh, please, what is it?
Well, you see, this is in the nature of a special occasion, but for quite another reason. I'm sure you don't doubt that I've enjoyed our little jaunts together more than I can say, but...
But what?
They have to end.
End?
I regret it with all my heart. I can't recall any association that has given me more pleasure, but...
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry to blurt it out like this. And now the grouse will get cold.
Oh, never mind the grouse. Why? Please, tell me why.
Oh, please don't press me.
But I must. If, as you say, our outings have given you the joy they have me, surely you can bring yourself to give me some explanation.
Very well, you have a right to know. But you, in turn, must appreciate my embarrassment in having to acquaint you with certain rather... sordid facts that... No, I can't.
Oh, come now, please. Surely we are friends.
Of course. Very well. You see, my sister and I have been finding it increasingly difficult to make ends meet, as one might put it. In fact, we've reached a point where it has become imperative for me to accept a position.
A position?
Oh, dear, it's so difficult. As... housekeeper. A nice family. I'm sure they'll be a pleasure to look after. They live in Derbyshire.
Derbyshire?
Oh, it's quite pleasant in the summer, they tell me.
You mean you're going away?
Almost at once. They've just written. I daren't miss this opportunity. If you only knew how much...
You mustn't go.
I've no choice.
Now, my dear Miss Lovelace, I had no idea of your delicate situation. I mean, typically, your sensitive nature has concealed your troubles completely... But now it's out, you must permit me to speak quite freely.
What is there to say?
It is inconceivable that I should not see you again. You have come to mean far too much for me to relinquish your friendship just like that.
Oh, please.
Miss Lovelace, only the situation in which we find ourselves would bring me to mention this. But the shock of your news and the apparent urgency makes me bold. Now, you know I've only a manservant, Moggridge.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have to tell you that he's getting old.
Yes, and he is.
He finds it increasingly difficult to attend to quite simple household duties.
As I noticed.
Now, do you think... would you consider... I mean, my requirements are not over-demanding. I don't think you'd find the task onerous. I'm told it's not an inconvenient house to run. And Mrs. Hartley comes in daily for the heavy work.
Are you suggesting that I come here as housekeeper... instead of Derbyshire?
Well, it's so remote with coal mines. I mean, would you consider? We do get along together so splendidly.
Oh, please don't say another word. I'm most grateful, indeed honoured. I accept with the greatest of pleasure.
You do? Mm. Oh, you don't know how delighted that makes me.
And I can't imagine anything I'd sooner do than take care of the things here.
Moggridge! Moggridge!
Beg pardon, sir. Did you call? I was concentrating on the teapot, sir. Nasty stain in the flute.
Yes, yes.
Were you looking for Miss Lovelace, Mr. Holbrook? She's just popped down to the shop.
Yes, I saw her from the window.
Beg pardon?
No, it's you, Moggridge. I just wanted to say...
Nothing amiss, sir, I hope.
Oh, quite the contrary, Moggridge. I want you to know how pleased I am that you've made Miss Lovelace so welcome in the house.
She's a pippin, sir, if you'll forgive the expression.
I must say it has proved a most fortunate turn of affairs.
And she's devoted to you, sir. That's quite clear.
And such a gracious hostess, Moggridge. I mean, it's a pleasure to entertain nowadays. She has such a way with her.
Yes, she's a pippin, sir. A real collector's piece.
Eh?
I mean no disrespect, sir.
Well, I appreciate your sentiments, Moggridge. I confess I had faint misgivings at first, although, of course, I knew she had a fine appreciation of works of art.
Oh, no worry there, sir. She's as attached to them as if they were her own. She was very hot on Mrs. Hartley in the study yesterday when she left the curtains wide open. Have a care, Mrs. Hartley, she was saying. That sunlight will fade the Picasso. You keep that curtain drawn, Mrs. Hartley, if you please.
Such consideration.
Got your interests at heart, Mr. Holbrook? Yes, indeed. A pippin.
Quite. Before I forget, Moggridge, we'll be out all day tomorrow. I've discovered it's her birthday.
Ah, an occasion for a little treat, eh, sir?
Precisely.
Oh, this is so thrilling. Really, the Chelsea Derby group is too exquisite. Then, on the other hand, I've always longed for a first-period Worcester sauce boat.
Well, there aren't a pair, of course.
But even so... Oh, no, how can I resist that charming Meissen teapot?
Well, perhaps you'd like to look further. There are many other shops along the street.
Oh, no, this one is the best, I know. Now, I've made up my mind. The shape of the teapot is so unusual, don't you think? And that tiny head on the lid.
I particularly like the colouring.
Yes, and it's in perfect condition.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yes, the teapot it is.
Splendid, I heartily approve. Let's go in and settle it. Then we'll have tea.
Oh, but what about your haircut?
Oh, I forgot.
I know, but it really is necessary. And it's a good opportunity. I've a little more shopping to do.
You're perfectly right, as always. Very well, then. Let's get your teapot. Then I'll toddle along to the barber and see you in the tea shop at 4:30.
Excellent. And Mr. Holbrook?
Charles. Oh,
Charles. This really is the most beautiful birthday present I've ever had.
That makes me very happy, Addie, my dear.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes? What is it, Constable?
Just a word with you, sir. The lady you were with, sir, just now along the street.
Yes, yes, my housekeeper.
Housekeeper?
That's right. What about her?
Housekeeper, eh? I don't suppose you know, sir. She's just come out of prison.
What? Oh, nonsense. We're not talking about the same person.
I think we are, sir. Miss Adelaide Lovelace. We know her as Lady Holloway.
Good heavens. Oh, it's impossible.
I'm afraid it's true, sir. Released just a few weeks ago. I thought you ought to know. Good day, sir.
Sorry to keep you waiting, madam.
That's quite all right.
I've got the reproduction you ordered.
Oh, it's... remarkable.
It's printed on canvas and varnished.
I know. That's what I ordered.
Without looking at it very closely, I doubt whether anyone could tell it from an original.
I wonder...
Oh, in a dark corner, it would be quite impossible.
How very reassuring.
I beg pardon?
It's in a dark corner that I'm planning to hang it.
Ah, very suitable, madam. The colours are rather bright.
Yes. One has to admit Picasso does wield a spirited brush. You really should taste my sister Millie's drop scones. Not that these aren't extremely nice, but she's quite a genius with drop scones. Oh, did I tell you I had a letter from her yesterday? Her dahlia's got first prize again, but she's having trouble with the codlin moth. A slice of lemon in your tea, Charles.
Thank you.
You're very quiet. You haven't a headache, I hope. I know the noise of the
traffic. Miss Lovelace.
Yes, Mr. Holbrook.
I've just had a dreadful shock.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Let me replenish your cup, then you must tell me what happened.
I was stopped in the street just now by a police constable.
Oh, goodness. Whatever for?
To inform me, Miss Lovelace, about you. To warn me that you have been in prison.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Is that all you can say?
It had to happen. My criminal past has caught up with me.
You admit it?
I'm afraid so.
But I can't believe it. You, a person of your... It's inconceivable.
I'm sorry you had to learn it this way, but now it's out, I'd better make a clean breast of it. Yes, I admit it. So long ago. Dear Mrs. Pankhurst.
Mrs. Pankhurst? You mean you were in prison with the suffragettes?
Oh, yes, we were all in there together.
Oh, but this is quite different. I thought it wasn't possible that... Oh, but wait a moment. The constable said you were in prison quite recently.
I'm afraid that's true, too.
From suffragettes to ban the bomb. It really is a terrible record.
Nonsense. That wretched constable was grossly exceeding the call of duty. Good heavens, I mean, he had me thinking, I am utterly ashamed of the unworthy thoughts that went through my head. Oh, please forgive me, Addie. How could I for one moment have doubted you?
How could you? It is only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. And, oh!
Miss Lovelace, you did give me a surprise.
And you gave me a surprise, Moggridge.
I thought you'd gone to Leamington for a few days with the master.
I was to have gone, but at the last moment I had a headache, so I stayed behind.
Oh, how unfortunate.
And you, Moggridge, it's your day off.
Yes, I shouldn't be here at all.
Oh, you shouldn't. You're usually halfway to your sister's by now.
It was the Quinces.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Quinces, miss. Quinces.
Quinces.
Mrs. Hartley promised me some for my sister. My sister's very fond of quince jelly.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you'll have to go without the Quinces this week.
Pity. My sister will be disappointed. Rather moody when she's disappointed, my sister. Perhaps this week I won't bother to go.
I tell you what. There's a jar of calves foot jelly in the larder.
Oh.
Take her that.
May I? That will be a treat.
Help yourself.
What a kindly thought. How very kind. So sorry you had to stay behind. Your bag all packed, too. And still in the hall, too. Shall I take it upstairs?
No, please leave it where it is.
Very well, Miss Lovelace. Pity about the trip, though. Would have quite set you up for the winter.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be set up for longer than that, Mr. Moggridge. Yes, indeed, I shall.
Oh, yes, miss. Good. Good.
Oh, knife. Oh, bother. Where did I put it? Now, this is no time to be absent-minded, Adelaide Lovelace. It is only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. Good afternoon, Mr. Haggerty.
Well, well, well. My old mate, Lady Holloway.
Oh, don't stand there gaping as though I'm an apparition, man. Invite me in.
But of course, my lady. But one moment, I'll lay down the red carpet.
Mr. Haggerty, if you don't mind, I'd rather you kept your facetious remarks to yourself.
Oh, come. You're not losing your sense of humour in your old age, are you?
I haven't come here to discuss my sense of humour. The usual room.
It's been a long time. I was beginning to think you'd retired. Have you been?
Mr. Haggerty, your concern for my welfare touches me, but I'd prefer to stick strictly to business.
How'd you like my new decor?
Appalling.
Yes, isn't it? It's the wife, you know. She's no taste. Well, I tell you...
Mr. Haggerty, please.
Oh, I can see you're in no mood for social chat. Well, now, what have we got today, then?
A Picasso.
A what?
You heard...
And the lady isn't fooling.
How much?
Well, now, let me see. No, I don't think so. It's not one of his more popular periods yet.
How much?
I'll give you 5,000, Lady H.
5,000? My dear man, you obviously underestimate my appreciation of the situation. I wouldn't even consider twice that sum.
Now, please don't let's get into the realm of fantasy.
I agree. You know the value of this picture as well as I do.
Value? Who's talking about the value? You ask me what I'm prepared to pay for it, I tell you.
5,000 is robbery. I wouldn't dream of accepting.
I'm sorry, not a penny more. And I never haggle, Lady H, as you well know.
And I know you. But you're not the only pebble on the beach, remember?
Of course not. Why not try Sotheby's?
10.
5.
7.
5.
5,000? I wouldn't even consider it. I've had fairer dealings with a third-rate fence.
With whom, no doubt, you are very familiar.
If that's your last offer, there's no more to say, except that you are a parasite, Mr. Haggerty.
Do you want to sell, or don't you?
Not to you. Not on those terms. I'll see myself out. And if I may say, no person of discrimination would dream of living with such vulgar decor.
Get lost.
Parasite.
What a very sweet old lady. Hello. Hello, police. Is that the police? I want to give some information about a stolen picture. Picture. No, my name doesn't matter. But if you would care to send a card...
$5,000. Oh, robbery, sheer robbery. Nasty little man.
Just one moment, Lady Holloway.
Me? Oh, P.C. Briggs, I didn't recognize you. Anything the matter?
What do you think? Come on in the car.
Now, just a moment. I'm very busy. I'm sure there's some mistake.
Now, don't stand there gawping, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing to see. Let's talk about this at the station.
But I'm in rather a hurry.
So am I. Get in.
Really, this is outrageous.
Look, save the Sarah Bernhardt for the inspector. He's rather keen on the old amateur dramatics.
You've done it again, Miss Lovelace.
Inspector Farrell, if you don't mind my saying so, you're really being a little premature.
Oh, come now, come. This is a very valuable picture.
Well?
You're not going to deny that you had it in your possession when we picked you up?
Certainly not.
Then do you admit that the picture is not your property?
My dear Inspector Farrell, thousands of people are walking about the street with items of luggage under their arms that are not their property. Is that a crime? Think of all the bank messengers, postmen, delivery boys, people taking things to the cleaners.
Oh, now, Lady Holloway, please.
I'd hazard a guess that if you stopped one in three people walking along with a brown paper parcel, you'd find they were carrying...
A painting worth £10,000.
It really is one of the less attractive aspects of associating with the law, the way one's words get twisted.
Where did you get it, Lady Holloway?
And it's quite clear you've been misinformed on the subject of Picasso's status as a painter. That figure is miserably at fault.
Yes, well, you must excuse my ignorance, Lady Holloway, but it won't be difficult to trace the real owner. I take it you're not prepared to make a statement.
What good would it do? It's obvious you had the ludicrous intention of charging me with unlawful possession.
You must be psychic.
You're making a terrible mistake.
For your sake, I hope so. All right, Briggs, take her away.
Charge room?
No. No, we'll have another chat later. Maybe she'll be more cooperative. Take her downstairs.
Right, sir.
The cells... Well, I do hope the heating's on this time.
Through here, my lady. You know the way.
I wouldn't refuse a mug of tea, young man.
Mr. Charles Holbrook?
Yes.
Come in, sir. Do sit down.
Thank you. I really don't know what this is about.
It's very kind of you to come, sir. I wonder if you'd be good enough to take a look at this picture here.
Good heavens! My Picasso!
Ah. Well, I'd like you to examine it closely to see whether you can positively identify it as your property.
Well, of course I can. How did you come by it?
You've been away, sir, I believe.
Well, just for a few days, yes.
And I believe you had in your employment a woman named Miss Adelaide Lovelace.
Had? I don't quite follow.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you, sir. She is a woman with a very long criminal record.
Now, Miss Lovelace has told me of her brushes with the police, and I may say, Inspector, I have the strongest possible objections to what I can only describe as vicious persecution.
And has she told you that her record embraces fraud, theft, and some particularly imaginative confidence tricks, usually practiced on gentlemen like yourself?
What?
As I thought. I don't know what story she told you, sir, but I've no doubt that you took her on in complete ignorance of the true facts.
But she's been an exemplary servant.
Well, then I'm sorry to disillusion you, sir. It is an unfortunate business, but still, there's no need to distress yourself. It'll all be very straightforward. I have made out the charge sheet already, so you'll be good enough to...
Do I understand you're expecting me to charge Miss Lovelace with the theft of my Picasso?
Well, of course, sir.
Well, I'm afraid you're under a complete misapprehension. Miss Lovelace was not stealing the picture... I requested her to sell it for me. She was merely obeying my instructions.
You asked her to sell it.
She has an excellent knowledge of artworks.
Now, just one moment, sir. You must appreciate that this is a bit difficult to accept. I mean, I have told you about the lady.
You have indeed, but I assure you, in this particular instance, your conclusions are unfounded.
Mr. Holbrook, I can understand your reluctance to bring a charge against the lady. She exercises considerable charm. But believe me, sir, she's a real hardened criminal.
So you keep telling me. But on this occasion, Inspector, I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
No, sir. I think you are making the mistake. If you think
the lady was offering the picture for sale on my instructions, Inspector. That is not a criminal offense. I must ask you to release Miss Lovelace immediately.
So we're not going to have the pleasure of your company after all, Lady Holloway.
But I don't understand.
Nor me. You must have made quite a conquest.
Oh, dear.
You can consider yourself very lucky. Mr. Holbrook is waiting for you outside.
Oh, no, I can't face him. Is there a back way out? Hmm?
Oh, well, yes. If you go down to the end of this corridor and then...
No, that's not right. He doesn't deserve it. I must thank him. And I've got to apologize to him.
Just as you please.
I assure you, Mr. Holbrook, I've never felt so ashamed in the whole of my life.
Do have a Sally Lunn, Miss Lovelace.
Oh, no, thank. I don't know how you can treat the whole episode so calmly. I deceived you. After all the happy times we had together, and they were so pleasant, and yet I deceived you.
I thought you understood how I felt about you, Addie.
But how could you possibly bring yourself to speak to me again? How could you save me like that when I'd tried to rob you of £20,000?
No. I assure you the value was nothing like that.
Oh, please excuse me. A genuine Picasso would most certainly fetch that in the open market. I made most careful inquiries and... Oh, dear.
You're right, of course, my dear Miss Lovelace. The only point being that my picture doesn't happen to be genuine.
Not a genuine Picasso. Oh, no.
It's a copy, painted for me a few years ago by a completely unknown artist.
Oh, no, that's impossible. I was positively certain. Oh, never in my life... Oh, I'm getting old. That's all there is to it. It's time I retired. I shouldn't have ventured outside my own province. Oh, the humiliation of...
Ah, you mustn't be too upset. It's an excellent copy, you know. It took one of the world's leading experts to detect it.
Truly. You're not just being kind.
No, it's a very good piece of work. But there, he spotted it. I made a foolish mistake, of course.
How do you mean?
See, if I'd used the artist who did my Van Goghs... Now, there's a man. Yes, if I'd used him...
Your Van Goghs? I don't think I noticed.
No, you wouldn't. They're all in a museum in Texas. Yes, the Picasso was a stupid error. And I didn't really need the money. That's what made the 5 years seem so futile.
Oh, yes, I can imagine. 5 years when you didn't even... 5 years?
The scrubs. I was librarian, of course. But it still seemed an awfully long time.
Mr. Holbrook. Oh, Charles.
But I'm retired now. Thanks to Van Gogh and a certain oil millionaire out in Texas... They've amply provided for my future.
Oh, I'm so glad. How very fortunate. Oh, you don't still have the address of that artist, do you? Don't misunderstand me. A proper business percentage, of course.
You're incorrigible. But I do want to talk to you about a partnership. I have a proposition to put to you.
A partnership? That sounds most interesting.
No, I don't mean a working partnership. I had in mind... Something considerably more personal.
I don't understand.
I can think of no one with whom I would more desire to share my collection of antiques and pictures and, if I may offer it most humbly, dear lady, my life.
What? Oh, I don't know what to say.
What, you mean you don't want to?
Oh, no, I'd love to. But what you're offering me is quite overwhelming. Far more than I could ever deserve.
Well, then...
I'd accept most gladly and with the happiest heart, but...
But what?
How do you know you'll be able to trust me?
I'll take the chance. You see, my dear, I'm old-fashioned. I still believe in honor among thieves.
Oh.
That was Lady Holloway by Gerald Kelsey. Addie Lovelace was played by Nora Nicholson, Charles Holbrook by Alan Webb, and Millie Lovelace by Noel Hood. The play was produced by Martin Jenkins.